we went to visit them and said, this is what we're doing now. Yeah. And, oh, that's awesome. So we have gotten
I'm sort of relating back to my late father's situation. And he wanted to stay at home, as nobody wants to go to a nursing home. And I had VNA coming in. I had Meals on Wheels coming in. I had him go to the doctors regularly. Even myself or one of his grandchildren would take him. But I never had an overall case manager. Mm-hmm. I was the case manager without knowing what the hell I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was somewhat a professional experience helping you in your situation.
You know, it's so funny because no one hesitates to call a plumber.
Right.
When they have a plumbing problem, an electrician for electrical problems, lawyers, you call the right people for the right things. But people are reluctant to engage the services sometimes to help them manage their family issues because I think that you feel like it's your job. You're supposed to be able to do this. I'm supposed to be able to help my mother. And actually, I can attest to that fact from a personal level. Actually, I left my job at the nursing home because my mom had Alzheimer's.
Okay.
I had four young children. My mom had Alzheimer's. And my dad had made that promise, you know, to keep her at home.
He'll never go to a nursing home.
Right. So I'm the middle of five children, and mm-hmm. we all live very close, and we are also very close, and we were very supportive. It was, frankly, the best possible scenario you could have, and my business is long-term care, predominantly dealing with people with dementia and Alzheimer's,
mm-hmm.
and it was still so overwhelming for us.
Yeah.
Because when you are talking about dealing with your own mother, it's not like any other client you've ever had,
no.
and suddenly you're... What's the term you? What's that phrase you always say?
Emotion and common sense don't play well together.
There you go. That's well put.
It's really well put. And there were times when things happened with my mom that really I just completely went blank. I didn't know what to do next. And it was one of my siblings often that looked at me and gave the most reasonable common sense response. And I, of course, was embarrassed or upset that I was not able to know that right away. But it's a very, very emotional thing. And so when we're talking about caring for a parent or a spouse, it's really, I think, one of the healthiest decisions you can make is to bring someone in who really can be objective, who really we are often brought on by the adult children, and often the finances are handled by the adult children, but we try and make it very clear to all concerned parties that we advocate for the senior. We are Good. Their voice, and you know, we try and be very clear about that to all parties, and you know, sometimes with some very humorous situations, you know, where I have had adult children who said, that is not what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, but I'm telling you what you need to hear.
Right. And they do appreciate that we are looking out for their parent and giving them feedback that they might not otherwise be able to hear.
Well, you know, I'm equating this back to my personal experience. I've always been in the computer industry, and I ran Macy's Herald Square's computer operation for about 4 years. And I'd stand behind a guy on the desk, and we'd be at war. There's something tremendous going down. Two stores aren't up. Credit is down. The warehouse is blacked out. And I'll go, do this, do that, do that. Okay, we're back. And he'd look up to me and say, you're smart. I said, no, I'm experienced. And that's the difference. Mm. I've done this 18 times before, and that's your difference. You've done this hundreds of times before. So as you see things, the emotions aren't there. My God, the warehouse isn't running, isn't there. It's here's what we need to do to bring it back up, and we do it.
You know, to that point, we have the educational background. You have the years of experience. And at the end of the day, all of us are on their individual journey. But when you have a skilled professional when it comes to aging in place and thriving in place, you're able to see that person's individual journey, but also see where the path they're going down.
Right.
And what we do for our seniors is step in and navigate them to help them maintain that path. mm-hmm. or navigate them away from some of the challenges that will be facing them in the future.
So the health care manager of the loved one, be it a child, be it a brother, whatever, is employing you for your experience to help them navigate through and see what's coming next. And you're a skilled professional who's done it hundreds of times before, and you can almost be pointing out, okay, if we do this, that's going to happen. If we don't do that, this is going to happen. So that they know their options and they're not guessing at it, as I was when I went through this with my father. Fortunately, we never had a major incident, but that the word fortunate is a big word in that. So I'm looking through, I mean, we're sitting here with less than 15 minutes to go. I'm looking through your highlighted points of your navigation is through housing, home care services, medical management, communications, social activities, legal entitlements, oversight, conflict resolution. That's got to be a major subject in itself with family. And crisis intervention. Which one do you think we should talk about so we don't miss it? And it doesn't have to be just one.
You know, I think one of the biggest things is just making sure where should I be right now?
Right.
And just have a game plan.
Okay.
This is where I am. I can see that I can see where I want to be. I want to stay here in my home. But again, just what do we need to have in place? And what we tell our clients is that we'll never tell you, again, what you need to do. I want you to meet us halfway. There's a lot of different programs. What we bring for our clients, again, one of our local clients is that managing the checkbook has gotten more complex for her. And it's not just us, okay, we're going to sit down and cut checks to make sure that you're able to be home and keep everything in order. We say we encourage people to let us bring in outside partners that, you know, instead of ourselves, me sitting down, Kelly sitting down and doing your checkbook, why won't you let us bring someone in that has the background check, that has the expertise, that can do it quicker, probably more thoroughly at a less expensive rate than what you're paying me right now.
Right.
Mm. What we do is oftentimes not just listen to the words that are being expressed. You have to listen to the emotion behind.
Yes.
We'll stop and say, okay.
Let's talk about that a little.
Let me get this straight. This is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're fearful about this. You have anxiety about this. You're sad about this. And what can we do to rectify those challenges? And there are a lot of different things we can bring in place.
So I relate it back to, I read a lot, and if you were to ask me what's the best book I've ever read, it's the highly, Stephen Covey's Seven Habits.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the book, he says, you know all of this. He doesn't say that many words, but he says, you know all of this, but for the first time, you understand where you're at in the process. And to me, being a very process-oriented person coming out of technology, which is all process, this is a process too. It's an emotional, medical, and financial demanding process that the loved ones are going through, and you're the navigator. You're the one that can understand where they've come from, what they need to do next, and what they're not seeing, and explain that along the way. So I think your self-employed term of elder care navigator is so self-explanatory that it's truly amazing. Once again, folks, we're sitting with, and I've been doing Kelly first, so we'll do Christopher this time. Christopher Kellogg and Kelly McNamara. They can be reached at 908-452-6644. And give them a call or just go to www.nightingalenj.com, just the way it sounds, and you can see their site. They're located in Hunterdon and Somerset County. What would you think is, if somebody's sitting there saying, I should be talking to these people, but I'm not sure how to start, what would you say to that person?
Well, I'll tell you what I have to say about that is it's December. The yep. holidays are coming. We're all going to be spending a lot more time with our families.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people come from out of state. They maybe see their parents. They haven't seen them in a couple of months. So this is when, A, we notice maybe that things have changed a lot
since
with the loved
year.
Ones, right. With a loved one. And it's also maybe, you know, we all go back to the things that got under our skin our whole lives, and now, you know, all those triggers are being tripped again. We offer half an hour free consultation. It costs you nothing to pick up the phone and call us.
Right.
And you start by saying, you know, hello, my name is Kelly. And and my father's name is Joe, and he's this old. And this is, you know, I just flew right. in from California, and this is the situation. And I'm yep. just kind of wondering, what should I be doing? Is,
right.
you know, what should I be doing next? And by the way, I'll tell you what a great Christmas gift is. Give them a home safety assessment done by Chris Kellogg instead of, you know, another tchotchke that they're going to have to right. get rid of when they downsize, or another, you know.
Right.
But I would say just call us and let us help at least point you in the right direction. If it costs nothing to call, ask questions, and we are happy to point you in the right direction. And if you are intrigued or interested or curious, we can make an appointment and sit down and spend further time, you know, and engage. You can engage us our services after that. But
the other thing I've heard on your conflict resolution, hit it right on the head, is that I come from five brothers and sisters. And mm-hmm. my children are five brothers and sisters, I should say. And there's always one that's more responsible. There's always one's Mr. Clean Hands that, you know, doesn't want to get involved
sure.
at all. So as you come into this holiday situation, be it Christmas or Hanukkah, whatever your situation is, and you see things have changed, and sister's saying, it doesn't need to be, maybe you say it's time maybe we just get a professional opinion in here, because I can see it's changed since last year.
Well,
and you're
even, let's just have somebody come talk to us
yeah.
for an hour, and let's just hash it all out. You know,
right.
let's just... You say you think she can stay home. I say I think she needs services. Mom is, you know, not saying anything. She'll just do whatever, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. It's.
And once again, only 6 or 7% of our older generation ever wind up in a fully assisted nursing facility. So if you figure 93% chance mom and dad can stay where they're at but may need some supplemental support, well, then pretty good odds you can make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I can recall Marilyn's cousin, I guess it was saying to mom, I'll never let you go to the nursing home. And I told her right to her face, you should have never made her that promise. You can't keep it. You can't
right.
keep it. And nobody wants them to go. But when the time is that you need assisted living, and it comes in a million different degrees of complexity, you need assisted living. And the kids, one goes back to work, the other one gets on a plane, and mom still has the same problem. If you really love them, get involved. Get a professional opinion. Get somebody that can show you where you're at in the process and what's coming next and some of the things you've not been thinking of. And that's where both Kelly and Christopher could help you out.
Right. We were a part of East Amwell's elementary school's grandparents/senior citizens day hosted
okay.
by Mr. McAfee for the 10th year, and he came up to me and he said, you know, people go out and spend $125 on roses that just need to get chucked in the garbage 2 weeks later. Why won't they just put a call to you and find out what's important so that gift won't be chucked away but be able to help them stay?
It's a great analogy.
And I asked him if I was going to need to give him commission every time I was going to quote him on that. And being a gentleman and a scholar he is, he said no. But I do thank him for that opportunity earlier this week.
It's a great analogy because we've all gone through it or will be going through it. And if you haven't gone through it, your parents went through it with their parents and you probably saw it. It's not an easy time. It's a stressful time. It's a part of the living process. And it's unfortunately not a tender time. It's a challenging time. And Chris and Kelly are here to help, and they can be reached at 908 452-6644 at nightingalenewjersey.com. My name is Joe Peters, and I'm looking, and we probably have 3 minutes left. What do you want to say in 3 minutes?
I say, be proactive. Take the bull by the horns. You know, don't. I think a lot of people just keep waiting and just thinking, well, nothing's happened yet. So don't wait for something to happen.
Procrastination.
Yeah, I mean, good. I hope nothing negative ever does happen. But like, just what are the risk factors? What are the risk factors in your family? Talk about it. Talk to your kids. Have open dialogue. Just be proactive. You know, you still want, no matter how old you are and no matter what kind of lifestyle you choose, I haven't met anybody yet who actually really wants someone else to make all their decisions for them. They really still want to be involved in the decision making and control their own destiny.
And we talked a little bit in the green room, if you want to call it that, before the show started, that, you know, Alzheimer's is a bigger situation the older you get. I mean, they're saying at 65, you got like a 5% chance. At 75, you got a 25% chance. At 85, you got a better than a 50% chance. This is a subject matter that keeps coming up. The person themselves asks, am I slipping? The children say, is mom and dad slipping? You guys handle it every day. You can show them how to determine whether it's a factor or not and get them the right facilities to better understand their situation.
In a nutshell, we offer power and control throughout the aging process for our clients, and we offer peace of mind for their adult children.
Beautiful. Once again, it's been Christopher Kellogg, who you just heard, and Kelly McNamara. Their number 908-452-6644, and their site is nightingalenewjersey.com. This is Joe Peters. I'm with Weichert and Clinton, and I will have next week my monthly update on real estate and what's happening. Believe it or not, it's still a really active market, even though it's getting a little colder, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday. Chris and Kelly, thank you for coming on.
Thank you,
Joe, for having us.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
He brings an understanding of how the private sector and the public sector can work together to advance economic development goals in a way that is sustainable over the long term.
Former presidential candidate Carly Fiorina giving praise to Rex Tillerson, Donald Trump's choice for Secretary of State. Democrats not surprisingly attacking Tillerson, using the old "he's a friend of Russia" rhetoric.
The coziness with Vladimir Putin is very alarming and should have been eliminated him, frankly.
An update being given today on the warehouse fire in Oakland that left 36 people dead. Investigators with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says they still don't know what caused it.
The investigation right now is still ongoing, so I cannot give you a date on when that report will be completed.
The Red Cross reportedly still taking donations to help the fire victims. USA Radio News.
This holiday season, give your family and friends the gift of thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier looking hair with the Ovation Hair Care Holiday Gift Set. A gift giving suggestion at a very giving price.
This year's holiday gift set includes the famous Ovation Cell Therapy 3-Bottle System, plus intensive repair hair mask, clarifying shampoo, Ovation vitamins, and special Ovation detangling comb. What a great gift at a great savings price.
The Ovation Holiday Gift Set is already specially priced at 60% off retail. But this week only, get free shipping too. Now through Friday, save 60% off retail with free shipping. Hurry, the gift set sell out every year.
At this special price, buy an Ovation gift set for a friend and one for yourself too.
Go now to ovationhair.com and order yours today. Save over 60%.